We're resuming the DRB meeting of June 16th, and we are on our minor cases. Item number six, PR 2020-3443, SD 2021-1112, amendment to infrastructure list. This is for Holly Partners LLC at the corner of Unser and McMahon between Bandelier and Unser Boulevard. Tierra West is the agent, and I think this one's Mr. Perea. Is that correct?
Yes. Good morning, Madam Chair. It was Vinny Perea with Tierra West.
Okay. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an overview of this amendment.
Yeah, so the request in front of you today is an amendment to an infrastructure list that was previously approved on May 5th, 2021, along with the preliminary plat for this project. The amendment actually doesn't eliminate or add any items to that approved infrastructure list. It basically just reorganizes it into a phase one and phase two. Phase one essentially being on-site infrastructure, while phase two being the off-site. And the intent for that is so that we can move forward with construction plans and approval of those plans to get started on the on-site infrastructure while we're awaiting approval from the Mr. Cog Roadway Access Committee for the Unser Median Break, which is essentially going to be grouping all of the off-site transportation items together. And so with that, I'll take any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Perea. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item six, which is at Unser and McMahon? Please raise your hand in Zoom or unmute and let us know you're there. Okay, I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Our only comment was a request to move the off-site sanitary sewer from phase two to phase one. That may be on this updated list. If we could scroll down and see that, that would be helpful. But that was our only comment, was to have the off-site sewer included in the phase one, so it's on the same plan set, given that it's interrelated. So it looks like it's there, the final line. So I think we're good with no objections. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comment or objection.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Summerfield, Parks and Recreation Department, no comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology defers to Transportation and Water Authority to the phasing. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The RAC submittal is going to be made to Mr. Cog today. So with that in mind, the schedule shall move pretty quickly, I would think. So I would like to ask, what is your anticipated schedule for phase two?
So the phase two will get started immediately once we get the approval with the RAC. Those plans will go into, so the series of events is to have DRC plans submitted for phase one next week. And then once we get the RAC approval from Mr. Cog, we will submit the phase two plans immediately following that.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Thank you for that schedule clarification. We do need to have those improvements done at, you know, soon after phase one is completed. So we would be reluctant to sign any future extensions.
Okay, understood. And I know we have to move forward with the final plat for this with the IIA, and both phase one and phase two items are in one whole will be included on that single IIA.
Thank you. With that, I have no objection.
Okay. Thank you. Planning?
Just my planning has no objection. No, planning, oh, there planning she is. Had, sorry, no, I'm my mouse is sticking. I'm sorry about that. The only thing was deferring to Transportation and Hydrology to confirm that all of the everything that needs to be on the lists are on the lists.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for an amendment to the infrastructure list. Let's go ahead and vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I vote to approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve the finding that the schedule for phase two will move following the the RAC committee acceptance. Thank you.
And this is Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. I approve. There is a consensus vote to approve item 6, PR 2020-3443, application SD 2021-112, amendment to infrastructure list, and that would be the infrastructure list that we just saw on the screen dated today, with the findings stated by transportation, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Perea. All right, Tierra West can give up their their dominance of the floor, and we'll move on to some other folks here. Item 7 is PR 2021-5571, SD 2021-113, preliminary final plat, SD 2021-114, vacation of public easement, and SD 2021-115, vacation of a public easement. And this is for Montgomery Plaza Partners, LLC at 4595 and 4601 San Mateo Boulevard. And the agent is Modulus Architects.
Yes.
Good morning, Ms. Williamson. Go ahead and introduce yourself with your address.
Angela Williamson, Modulus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Suite 600, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ms. Williamson, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us a little overview of all that's trying to be accomplished here.
Angela Williamson, Modulus Architects, I would be happy to. This is a fairly simple request that we're making, in that we are requesting a plat so that our owner — I represent the current property owner who's owned this property for many numbers of years. This is the old It's that is now vacant, and the old movie theater. My team worked with Mr. Jim Strozier some months back on a zone map amendment to rezone the It's building, as I mentioned, that it's vacant. For Dion's, who is purchasing this property to make this a new, what I understand is their commissary and sort of general kitchen. And as such, we are replatting this property so that our owner can sell this piece of the It's building off to the Dion's property owners. And then also the movie theater is being sold to some sort of new user that is going to be revitalizing that building. And so we will be selling off that piece of this development and retaining ownership of the remaining parcels. And so that is the request and intent today, is to just replat this so that we are able to sell these two parcels.
Okay. So question for you, Ms. Williamson. So everything — if you look at the graphic on the screen, there's a red line on the south. So all those buildings that are showing on this graphic you submitted are not part of this request. I think that's where the MVD is and some other things like that.
Angela Williamson, that is correct. Those are not part of the request. It's just the area in the red, which is the old movie theater, the It's building, and then what is the Hooters building, which is that's obviously open for business and operating today.
Okay. And so what's been tricky for us is to actually read a plat that clearly shows what building goes with what parking lot, and what the actual parcels would then be. because what we have before us has a lot of information on it, but it doesn't have a clean shot at what the actual plat would be. So we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go along, but just to kind of clarify for DRB members what parcels we are talking about. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 7 at San Mateo Boulevard? Please raise your hand or unmute and speak up. Okay, not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So we have three comments. The first is if you could confirm there's water lines shown on the plat and that they were located as a result of New Mexico 811 spotting and actual field verification of their location. Can you verify that?
Angela Williamson, Modulus Architects. Blaine, I believe Jeremy Schell is on as well. He is our civil engineer who has been working with you on those items. Jeremy, are you on here today?
Yeah, I'm here. Do I need to be sworn in?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Schell. Go ahead and introduce yourself with your address.
This is Jeremy Schell. Address is 5971 Jefferson.
Mr. Schell, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
For the comment number one, my assumption is yes, that they used NM811 spotting. But you know what, actually, Ryan from Cartesian, sorry to pass the buck again, but is Ryan with Cartesian on the call? Just to confirm for real.
Okay, I think Brian. I saw him. Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself, Mr. Mulhall.
Okay, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I believe that we did get 811 spotting on the line work for the water lines and sewer lines that are being discussed.
Okay, this is Blaine Farther. So what I'm hearing is a confirmation that these were field surveyed locations?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so comment number two. Is regards to, I guess, the main comms are building. We had some concern we discussed, I think Jeremy and I previously, on the main building and how that sewer gets to that sewer easement that's provided to go north, and whether or not the actual outlet from the building is touching that sewer easement. And so I'd just like some confirmation that actually does in fact connect to their existing sewer service, or if there's a change that need to be made so that they can be within the easements that are provided on this plat.
This is Jeremy. I agree with your second comment. What we can do is on that east-west part of easement 39 is move that to the property line to make sure we cover any sewer lines coming in another building on the north side of that building.
Okay. All right. I think that will work for us. And that's a pretty minor change. If we can get that adjusted, that would resolve that comment. The third comment, I don't know if there's an answer for, but it regards easement number 11. We have an 18-inch concrete cylinder well collector line, pretty big line. And there's only a 5-foot easement. It seems like that was granted by the power company, PNM. And so I didn't know if the applicant team had any knowledge of that situation and if that easement could be widened.
This is Jeremy. I see the 5-foot easement that you're referring to. I'll let Ryan speak to the dimension of that, and I'll let Angela speak to whether or not we're willing to increase the size of that easement. But the water line in question more or less splits the property line. And so my thought is, there is an opportunity to increase the size of that to make sure you guys are covered. But I'll let Angela confirm that. But seeing that it splits the property line, I think it'd be appropriate to grant 10 foot on our side rather than the full 20 foot, since it would be on the southern part of that 10 foot easement. But I'll let everyone else discuss that.
Angela Williamson Modulus Architects. I think we are in agreement with that. I think that's a good solution. And I just want to clarify very quickly, Chairwoman Wolfley, just to clarify, I don't know if I spoke correctly in stating that the MVD Express buildings to the south, those were part of the originally platted, the way that this parcel was platted. So, but we are not modifying those. So we excluded those because there's no modifications being requested for those parcels. So I just wanted to clarify that that's why they were originally included, is because they were part of the original plat. But since there's no action being requested for those parcels, we excluded those from our request.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Kind of going back to Mr. Schell, I forgot to do this at the beginning, but can you just clarify on application 114 what the public easement is, and application 115 what the public easement is that are requested to be vacated? We just want to make sure we're clear with what we think.
This is Jeremy. I'm not entirely sure
okay.
which each one relates to, but Angela and Ryan should be able to clarify that for you.
Okay, great.
My computer, this is Angela. My apologies, my computer seems to have frozen. So just a moment, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So I know that the two easements that we are showing as being vacated by the proposed plat will be easement 27, which is a 14-foot PNM easement, as well as easement 32, which is an existing access easement to the well sites, well site number 4 across all the lots in Montgomery Plaza.
Thank you. That confirms our thinking. Sure. So,
okay. I'm not sure which corresponds to which application number.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I think 114 is the PNM and 115 is the access easement to the well site. But if anyone has needs to correct that, go ahead at some point. And maybe when we get to planning comments. So right now, I think we were with Water Authority. Is there any more comments from or questions for Water Authority?
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Thank you. The thought on that PNM easement and the 5-foot, 20-foot, 10-foot, whatever, it seemed like that was originally issued to PNM, and then the Water Authority was being granted, you know, 40 years ago, a 5-foot easement at something so that we have some coverage there, and that PNM was the one doing that for us, not the specific property owner. So I think that is something where, if it was an exclusive PNM easement originally and we were getting a 5-foot easement, approval of additional easement, in my mind, probably needs to come from PNM. So that's the ask, really, is has PNM been contacted, and could we get additional, you know, 5-foot there, as stated, so it's 10-foot from the southern property line. And that's the question on that comment number 3 that I think needs to be addressed. Comment number 2, I think you've addressed if you move that easement to south. Regarding the vacations, we have no objection to the PNM vacation. Regarding the access easement, we have access due north. I think it's number 25, one of those. So that's what we'll look for in terms of getting in and out of our well site there. So we're not objecting to the vacation of the entirety, as long as we maintain that access and the portion that's due north to that drive pad there, that driveway there. So that's where we're at, and that's the extent of our comments. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Carter?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments or objection.
Thank you. Parks and Rec.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation Department, no comments.
And hydrology.
Mr. Mijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action, but going back to some of the comments that Chair Wolfley brought up, we weren't able to clearly see where the easement vacations are. If you could provide an exhibit showing those vacations, that would be helpful.
Okay, Angela Williamson, that we will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Transportation?
Yes, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Provide administrative sidewalk width waiver for the side street, since the minimum sidewalk width is required to be 5 feet on lumber and hardware. In the recently submitted sketch, I noticed that the right-of-way line extends into the sidewalk and parts of lumber and highware, just a minor encroachment, so there will need to be some readjustment done there for right-of-way dedication. And the areas I was talking about were the area where lumber connects with San Mateo in that area, and somewhere also in the 90-degree curve area. So just take a look at that and make some adjustments as necessary to make sure all sidewalk is located within the right-of-way. As stated before, I had a lot of trouble trying to figure out where the access easements were, so I do need to see some sort of sketch to verify the adequacy of those in terms of width and length, and just make sure that they serve all the parcels as necessary, and then establish any shared parking agreements as part of the platting action based on the parking needs for each of these parcels. So go ahead and just do an analysis of each of these parcels to make sure that all parking needs are met, and establish shared parking as necessary. For any future development, if not submitting a site plan through DRB, provide a TCL, a traffic circulation layout, excuse me, and also for any future development, provide a trip generation to determine if a traffic study shall be needed.
Thank you, Jean.
Planning comments.
Sorry about that again. This is Maggie Gould. Mr. Armijo went over some of this, but a key for the keyed notes, unless it's on there and I'm not seeing it, in which case, please feel free to point it out. And then Ms. Wolfley and Mr. Armijo have already gone over the difficulties with the plats. Vacations must be justified using the vacation criteria in 66M3. And then we've already talked about the exhibit. So that's it.
Okay. Do you want to give a little more clarity on what we'd like to see on the plat and not see on the plat?
Sure. So this is Maggie Gold. So I think that front sheet of the plat showing all of the improvements is useful, because it means we know where buildings are, we know where parking spaces are, we can see what lot lines are crossing what. But I think just a clean plat with no improvements, so we can see the vacation lines and we can see the new property lines. Because like I believe at least one of the vacations is noted. Jay, if you can go back to that the previous page, please. So I believe like at the very bottom of this page, kind of to the right, I think some of the vacations are noted, but it's very hard and they're kind of getting lost in there. And then I'm not sure if the key to the keyed notes, again, it's on the easement notes that are on the front there. So anyway, it's just a little bit hard. If we could just have a clean plat to go with the existing one, that would be great.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I want to add too, it's missing the signature blocks for utilities, for MAFCA, for DRB members. I don't see it on this plat.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. That's a preliminary plat, and so I don't believe the utility signatures are required until we move on to final plat.
Is this? I thought we had this down as a minor plat in action.
Yeah, we have it down as a preliminary final. Is that incorrect?
That is not incorrect.
Okay.
So those then will be needed for this preliminary final plat.
Understood, thank you.
Okay, so we need to defer in order for these items to be addressed. Is there a timeline that seems doable to work on these and have them resubmitted?
This is Angela with our Modulus Architects. Ryan, it seems like you guys have some exhibits to pull together. Do you think that it's feasible to get those in a week's time so that we can get back on the agenda, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after that?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. So I guess just to confirm, so we're going to need utility signatures on this as well. Okay. So since we're going to need utility signatures, I suggest we ask for 2 weeks.
Okay. So for the 30th, Angela Williamson, Chairwoman Wolfley, if we could be deferred until the hearing on the 30th?
Yes. Okay. And just remember all of Ms. Wolfenberger's comments as well about, the transportation, the shared parking agreements and the analysis of parking map for each building, encroachments, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a fair number of items to go over. And then Jay, we need the city surveyor signature, right?
This is Jay Rodenbag. No, they actually had the owner and city surveyor signatures.
They just didn't have that already. Okay.
Yeah, they just don't have the signature blocked for the utilities and for DRB members.
Okay. So does June 30th, which gives you, about 10 days to get your resubmittal in, does that still sound okay?
Angela Williamson, Modulus Architect. It does. For me, I think we can get those documents. I have all the information fairly handy and ready to just reconfigure. So yes, I do think that is reasonable.
Okay, and also remember that we need the vacations justified. That was on the list of things. Is there a motion?
Can you clarify if that is just a narrative of a vacation justification? Okay.
And Ms. Gould, is there a certain site from the IDO?
This is Maggie Gould, yes. So I believe in your comments we had it's section 66M3, and there are just two criteria.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Is there a motion to defer item 7 to June 30th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Up to next year, Sommerfeld. Say second.
Perfect. Okay, let's vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Hamburger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 7. PR 2021-5571, preliminary final plat and associated vacations to June 30th. Okay, thank you.